This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
20 years ago, no nation on earth endorsed legal same-sex marriage. Now same-sex marriage is everywhere. How did this happen? This is what Dr. Al Mohler attempts to answer in his new book, Why We Cannot Be Silent. He was on my radio program to talk about his book. He explains that this didn't start with same-sex marriage. First, we had the sexual revolution. Initially, some of the legal and cultural battles were over issues like birth control and contraception. America began to redefine marriage first by changing laws concerning divorce, and later with the acceptance of cohabitation and sex outside of marriage. There was also a homosexual rights strategy. Marshall Kirk and Hunter Madsen proposed a way in their book, After the Ball, to normalize homosexuality and marginalize Christians. They took advantage of the AIDS crisis to establish homosexuals as a victimized minority deserving a special protection and care. Albert Mohler explains how their strategy changed homosexuality from a vice to a virtue. He also talks about the impossible possibility of same-sex marriage. Homosexual activists were able to shift public opinion in their attempt to redefine marriage in a relatively short period of time. The emerging generation sees this redefinition as necessary because homosexuality is portrayed as the next civil rights battle. Albert Mohler also talks about the transgender revolution. Most Americans are not even certain how to talk about it, especially in this postmodern world. He concludes with chapters setting forth the biblical perspectives on sex, marriage, and family, and he raises important questions about the homosexual movement and what that will mean for religious liberty and the right to be a Christian. Our religious freedoms are in the balance in large part because of the sexual revolution and the redefinition of marriage. That is why we cannot be silent. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From PureFlix, I'm Not Ashamed. Rachel Scott's life was taken at Columbine High, but her story lives on. Rated PG-13. Now playing.